Shalom, this is Billy Brim in the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and I'm taking you from Monday of this week, and I'd like you to go back and listen online to what I share with you from Monday of this week on, and we're going to take you on the steps that the Lord has led us to follow and tell you what He said to us about our nation. And so it's good, but we didn't know it was so good back on May 1st when we saw all the devastation of the floods and all the tornadoes and all the droughts. And we knew and we were quickened in our hearts that was going to come up this day of prayer, Thursday, May 5th. And so on Wednesday, May 3rd, we had our corporate prayer out at Prayer Mountain. Now, every Wednesday at noon Central Time, we have corporate prayer. People, I get emails from all over the world. They join us. They feel called to pray. Our aim and our focus is for an awakening to God. The Lord had said to us, one thing will save America, an awakening to God. One thing will avail for Israel and the nations, an awakening to God. He put it on our hearts to pray for an awakening, to pray in an awakening, to pray in an awakening. That's going to be really important when we get over to the end of next week. How do you pray things in? Why do you need to pray things in? Where are they, these things that you need? And how do you get them here? So that's where we're headed. But right now I'm taking you back in time to Wednesday, the day before the National Day of Prayer. Now, we knew the scriptures. We know the scriptures. We know how 1 Timothy 2:1 says, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. So we knew where we were to pray for our leaders. We know where to pray for our nation. And we saw some things in the Word of God about how to pray. And we saw some times when they called men to pray. We went in 1 Chronicles 20, and there we saw how the people of 1 Chronicles, they were being set upon by all their enemies, and a huge mass that they had never, ever seen before. And they had to have help from God. And so they called, their leader called for prayer and fasting. And this leader was, of course, King Jehoshaphat. Now, all the people who are from present-day Jordan and beyond the sea, east of the Dead Sea, and others had, they were going to come against Israel. And Jehoshaphat, 1 Chronicles 20 and verse 3, feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek Jehovah. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court, down at the temple. All the children of Israel are there. And he said, O Lord God of our fathers, are you not God in the heaven? Do you not rule over all the kingdoms of the nations? And in your hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand you? You are our God. And he gives quite a lengthy a prayer there. And then he says, he ends it with, our eyes. All this is going on. All these people are attacking us, but that's not where we're looking. Verse 12, our eyes are upon you. And all Judah stood before Jehovah with their little ones and wives and children. And then upon Yahaziel, the son of Zechariah, came the Spirit of the Lord. And he began to prophesy. And he said, hearken ye, Judah, you inhabitants of Jerusalem, King Jehoshaphat. Thus saith Jehovah unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Go down against them, they shall come up the cliff of Ziz, You shall not need to fight, but set yourselves in this. Set yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of Jehovah. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow, go not out against them, for Jehovah will be with you. And so the next day they rose early. They did what God told them to. King Jehoshaphat said unto them, believe in Jehovah your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. And after he'd consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that they should praise in the beauty of holiness. And they went out before the Lord and said, hallelujah, ki tov, ki leolam chasdo. Hallelujah, for the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against their enemies. The enemies began to fight each other. They killed each other. There was a vast amount of slain people. And when Jehoshaphat went there, they came up to the slain bodies, verse 25, and they took a spoil. They took an abundance in riches that they stripped off those kings who came out to fight them. And they were nomadic kings and tribes, and they carried all their treasures with them. And they found more treasure than they could carry away, and they were 3 days just in gathering the spoil. On the fourth day, they assembled themselves in the valley of Barakah, for there they blessed the Lord. Therefore, the name of the place was called the Valley of Barakah, or the Valley of Blessing, unto this day. I was once on a bus driving through the land, and I saw an old, it's not ancient, but it's British times, prior to 1948, sometime between 1922 and 1948, and it said there, the Valley of Blessing, in an old sign. So it's still known as the Valley of Blessing till this day. So that was a people who gathered themselves because it was terrible. Everything around them was terrible. So what did they do? They called a fast and a prayer. So that's what we were led to do out here at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. We were led on Wednesday, and we said this to all of the people who had joined us for corporate prayer all around the world. And we said, now we're going to fast and we're going to pray. And we're going to come together tomorrow. And we need someone from every state in the United States. And we could tell that we had a few states we were missing. But we sent out a call. And when it came to the National Day of Prayer, we had representatives from every state in the United States. And we had people from other countries outside the U.S. joining with us. Now, we had put out the call on Wednesday. Wednesday, we had said, We're going to pray tomorrow, and we're going to follow Daniel's pattern. In Daniel chapter 9, when he got ready to pray, he followed a pattern for his country. The first thing he saw in Daniel 9:1, he saw Bible prophecy being fulfilled. In Daniel 9:2, the next verse, he went to the word, prophecies of Jeremiah. In the third verse, he sought the Lord as to the prayer he should pray, the utterance to be made. And then on verse 4, he prayed to God. So he sought the prayer he should pray, and then he prayed the prayer. Well, we sought God on the prayer we should pray. And there were some things that we felt that the United States of America, we were going to follow Daniel's pattern for the prayer, but we needed to know certain things that God had on his mind. And one of the things the Lord led us to was 1 Corinthians 12:25. That there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another. 1 Corinthians 3:3, for are you not carnal, whereas there is among you envying, strife, and divisions? And the Lord said, of course, in 1 Corinthians 12:25, we just read it, he does not want a schism in the body. So there are too many schisms in the body of Christ, too many schism even in our nation. I'm telling you, the things that come out on the internet, the things that people say against one another, and the divisions in this nation and against our nations, it was grievous. And the Lord led us that we should mention that in our prayers. And in Proverbs 6:16, it says, these six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him. If something is an abomination unto God, you don't want to have anything to do with it. And so he listed those seven things: a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood. Remember that when we talk about Osama bin Laden. Hands that shed innocent blood. Proverbs 6:18, an heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, and verse 19, a false witness that speaks lies, and he that sows discord among brethren. It is an abomination to God to sow discord among brethren. So, these were the things that when we sought prayer like Daniel did, Daniel chapter 9, verse 1, he saw what was happening. Verse 2, he went to the prophecies of Jeremiah. In verse 3, he sought the prayer. He sought the utterance that he needed to pray. So we went before the Lord and we sought what we should pray. That Wednesday night, I called Brother Copeland and I said to him, if you could have someone from every state in the union, I told him what we were going to do, how we were going to have corporate prayer. And if you could pray and ask the prayers to pray something, what would it be? And just kind of jokingly, he said, I'd ask God to get us out of here as fast as he can. And then the next morning, I was at the mayoral prayer breakfast, and he called me back and told me what he had received from God. Now, I don't have time to read these things today, but I will read them tomorrow, and you will want to be with us for that. Right now, I want to tell you that these radio programs are archived, and you'll want to go back and listen to them all this week in a row. And then I want you to remember that June 7 through 12 out here on Prayer Mountain, Brother Joe Jordan and Ron Smith, who were brought up under Papa and Mama Goodwin and who know how to flow in the Holy Ghost. We're going to have schools of the Spirit out here from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. every noon for 4 days. And then from 12 to 2 p.m., lunch and fellowship. And 2 to 4, another Holy Ghost flowing meeting. And these you have to register. It's $130 per couple or $70 per person. You can do it online at billybrim.org or call us at 1-800-972-3447. Now, if you are Apostle, Prophet, Pastor, Evangelist, or Teacher, one of the fivefold ministry, because this is rather much aimed that way, you can have a code number to get online. And things will happen here that just everybody might not understand. So we want people that would understand and be able to benefit from having the flow of the Holy Ghost in your church. But you can't make it here for the meeting. You just give us a call at 1-800-972-3447 or 417-336-4877. And you could find out how that you can have a code to listen online. And we do hope that you'll take advantage of it because we need the Holy Ghost flowing in our meetings. This is Billy Brim saying shalom, shalom until tomorrow and the National Day of Prayer.